This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:47 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We now have Sean Tanis of our news desk joining us for the Market Wrap. And today we're looking at the story on a business model that focuses on selling carbon neutral coffee. This UK company called Yalla Coffee are in the news after they successfully imported their coffee beans from Colombia and they shipped that using just wind powered cargo.
Yeah, so they basically used a schooner to ship the coffee beans, which arrived recently after 3 months. So it took 3 months. They departed from Santa Maria, Colombia. And the company says by using a traditional sailboat, the trip has a carbon footprint close to zero. And a traditional shipping container would have produced 2 tons of carbon emission, while a plane would have emitted about 180 tons of CO2. So the founder said it took almost 5 years to develop the idea for a sustainably sourced coffee to cancel the huge carbon footprint of most imported coffee beans. But of course, this type of, you know, cargoes are limited at this point, but cargo shippers are saying they have noted growing interest in bookings and inquiries with businesses now basically exploring ways to cut down fossil fuel-powered mode of transportation.
Yeah, I'm curious as to how they're planning to adopt this new supply chain practice and remain sustainable as a business in terms of stocking, inventory, and most importantly, pricing. Because I think there are a few things here, right? Shipping costs would be higher than the typical mode of transport, but then it's also slower, so you're going to have a little bit more of a delay.
If you run out of stocks.
Exactly, yeah.
So the challenge is that you have that ideal environment-friendly product and also making it affordable. So what they do is that they said it just takes extra planning. They plan ahead. What they do is like they also work with the right people. Mm. So they cut middleman commissions. They're also making savings when buying the beans directly from farmers in Latin America from a single source. And the founder is Richard Blake, and he said the price for consumers is not cheap, but it's fair. And these sale cargo coffee beans, they're selling them at £9 for a 250-gram bag, which they think matches other premium rivals in the market. So basically, you pay a little more to save the planet. But again, on a larger context, right, consumers who are more conscious about these things also need to be mindful when choosing all these environment-friendly, zero-carbon business concepts that charge you more.
Yeah.
But it's actually... sometimes it's not entirely carbon neutral. Sometimes it's just marketing gimmick. For example, like some coffee business, cafes and bubble milk tea, they've been beating the drum about saving the environment, you know, plastic cups, straws, this and that. And they charge you more.
Yeah.
And you pay that extra money thinking you're saving earth with the, you know, with the earth-friendly concept and packaging, but the product itself causes more harm to the planet than the packaging. Because for instance, right, there's this really rather shocking report released by scientists today where the data shows that it takes just 13 major dairy suppliers in the world to produce the combined greenhouse gas emissions as the entire UK. So the Guardian reports that more than 90% of these corporate dairy industry emissions are produced by the cows themselves, mostly in the form of methane, which is so devastating. So the dairy milk in the boba milk tea or coffee is much more bigger concern than the packaging or how it's transported. So hence... there's an urgent need for, you know, more awareness on things like this so that our consumers are truly empowered and can make better choices when it comes to the environment. You know, sometimes they also charge you more if you choose plant-based milk option, which is more environmental friendly, but you have to pay more. But at the same time, you're also saying, we want to save the earth, we want to save the environment. So that contradicts, you see.
So I guess I think the question here that I'd love to hear from you guys on is right now when you are buying things, whether it's coffee or food or, you know, just anything else, how much does the environment actually factor in, right? Like, do you pay attention when companies tout themselves as environmentally friendly? And do you do more investigation into that? Does it actually matter to you as a consumer? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And of course, tweet us at PFM Radio. Now, back home on Bursa Malaysia, there's news on Genting Malaysia Berhad and job cuts. What is the update there?
Yeah, so Bloomberg basically reported that Genting Malaysia Berhad is cutting 3,000 jobs with dismissals dismissals already started. Companies in the Genting Group have also reportedly proposed temporary salary cuts for employees based on their ranks, with Genting Hong Kong, for example, suggesting up to 50% reduction for those holding vice president role or higher. So shares in Genting Malaysia were surging today. It closed 14 sen higher at 2.74 ringgit.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.